Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 509.
On Now You Know. So Elon said, maybe Tesla should make this.
Which part?
The flying Cybertruck.
The flying Cybertruck. Okay.
Huh?
All right.
Wings pop out. Pretty cool. Elon reposted this from Arash. I took a robotaxi the other day and noticed a super cool Find My Vehicle feature. Also super cool that I can use my phone to unlock the car, open the trunk, flash the beams, and honk the horn. Super easy to find the car anywhere.
The car's arrived, so if you can't find it, you say Find Vehicle, and it literally points you to the direction of the vehicle. Pretty cool.
It's funny how Uber's been doing this for God knows how long and they haven't developed any of these features. I know,
because it's easy to spot something with a big bucket on the top.
No, I mean like a regular Uber.
Oh, regular Uber, not just Waymo.
Yeah. Gotcha. I mean, you're like, oh, it's a Toyota. You're like, it's a gray Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
With the regular license
plate. That's true. You got to look for a license plate. Yeah, it's tough. Elon reposted this from Tesla Japan. They said full-scale test driving of FSD supervised has begun.
Run!
Yes! FSD supervised.
That's exciting. So Japan currently doesn't have FSD.
Right.
Maybe they will.
But due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Still, we should run like it is!
FSD supervised.
Though it isn't.
And Tesla appears to be getting ready for some robotaxi action in Chicago as well. There are now job postings for Tesla vehicle operator autopilot positions in Chicago.
But as far as we know, Tesla has not yet applied or received permits to operate fully autonomous robotaxis on public streets there. Elon has said that Tesla plans to operate robotaxis in other American cities, quote, as soon as we reaffirm safety testing in that locale and receive a license. And by the way, this position requires an engineering or IT background focusing on data collection for improving autopilot and full self-driving technology. So it's not just like anybody can get the job.
So potentially that would mean that you wouldn't necessarily be doing robotaxi, but that you would be kind of confirming what
like
Tesla
data and
thinks
stuff.
How to drive in Chicago.
Right. I think so.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
Thanks to TryHackMe for sponsoring this episode.
If you're into tech, cybersecurity, software engineering, or IT, you should check out TryHackMe.
I like that it helps me learn more about cybersecurity.
TryHackMe is a gamified, hands-on cyber training platform used by over 5 million users globally.
It's all browser-based. There's no setup needed. You just jump into real-world labs.
Whether you're into red teaming, blue teaming, cloud, or just starting out, there's a full learning path for you.
The labs are built like real attacks, so you actually are doing the work. You're not just reading about it.
And the best part? It's built to take you from zero to job ready with guided learning paths and a full careers hub.
Career growth, online learning, or self-improvement in cybersecurity.
Are you looking to hack into cybersecurity or increase your skills?
Then TryHackMe is the platform I'd recommend.
Start learning with TryHackMe and use our code NO to get 25% off.
That's KNOW. So Nick Cruz-Batain says, first real-world size comparison between the Model Y L and the standard Model Y.
So quick, which one is the Model Y L?
I guess
one on the right.
Yeah, the silver is the L. Yeah, but it's not obvious. I mean, obviously it is on a side-by-side, but...
But it's bigger. It's like it just looks closer.
Yeah.
Okay, one last time. Small, far away.
Tesla Chan posted, Model Y L has added several elements that users will find convenient. So check this out, Jesse. These magnets that hold the rear cargo trunk cover secured to the third row seat back.
That's a really cool feature.
And if you flip those two supports up and reverse the trunk cover around, you get this smooth, level cargo floor.
Perfect for sleeping on. Of course. So they did think of that.
They did. And a Model Y L has arrived at a Tesla store in China, so we get to see it from many different angles here. I mean, again, it does look a lot like a Model Y.
Just bigger.
Just a little bigger.
Oh, and the new Model Y L has air-cooled wireless phone chargers. That's nice. So the charging base has small air vents in the center that blow cool air on your phone to prevent it from overheating. And the left, the driver's side charger, now supports 50 watts charging speed.
What was it before?
The right still has 30 watts.
Okay, so now they're both 30, but this is 50 for the driver. Oh, so faster charging. Oh.
And cooled. Because
yeah, mine gets hot.
Mine gets warm. It's not as bad as the Ford, because when I was running Android Auto in the Ford Lightning, phone would cook. I've probably taken a year off my life just for the few times where I took the Ford and I was like, let me try Android Auto. And it was like, ow, ow, ow.
And here's video from Tesla Chan of slalom testing of the Model Y L. Yeah, so it passed the test at 110 kilometers an hour.
That's pretty quick.
And one more. We reported on the Model Y L getting adaptive suspension. Well, here is a video of the Model Y L driving. There's a dynamics menu that prioritizes suspension comfort for the second and third rows.
Wow. So I wonder if the Model Y L is going to create a bit of the Osborne effect here in the US.
Well, that may be why Elon just said this. This variant of the Model Y doesn't start production in the US until the end of next year. Might not ever, given the advent of self-driving in America. Not ever. Coming to
America. But then Toby Lütke, the CEO of Shopify, posted, this will sell like crazy. The new Model Y is such an amazing car, especially for the price. Really needs to ship with Starlink hotspots for the passengers, though.
And Elon said, good idea.
Okay, so again, the Osborne effect is when a company announces a new product coming, say, next year, and then all their customers stop buying their current product as they just wait for the latest one.
Which is why most legacy automakers have such boring new features that come out on next year's models, right? So they don't just nuke the existing models. It's like, you get an extra cup holder.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Right. So what do you think? Did Tesla just Osborne the existing Model Y?
Elon might be playing this kind of cat and mouse game here because he didn't really say anything when he said good idea. He was talking about the Starlink hotspot, not necessarily that it's going to sell like crazy in the US. So is he going to bring the Model Y to America or not?
I don't know. What do you think he's going to do? Comment down below and let us know.
I mean, it's going to sell like hotcakes if he brings it here. So I don't see there's any bad side to doing it.
The biggest complaint I've ever gotten about the Model Y is that it's too small.
Right.
Oh, I need to be able to fit more people in it. And it's like, I'm always like, why? But then that people are just like, but it needs to be bigger. It needs more cargo space.
I'd say, yeah, 10 or 20% more people would be like, six-seater, perfect.
Right. Now, I've never been big into leasing cars, but I thought we should point out for many people, Tesla's latest leases on certified pre-owned Model 3s and Ys can get you in a Tesla for as little as $225 a month with zero down.
Yeah, so you can get 12 or 24 month lease terms, which are available. You can get 10K, 12K, or 15K mileage per year options. And vehicles can then be purchased at the end of the lease period. So this is a great way if you're on a tight budget to get yourself into a Tesla.
Really interesting.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
And former Tesla board member Steve Jurvetson posted, Cybertruck gas station. I had to stop and ask what's going on here. He works for Santa Clara County to do gas station leak checks. Cybertruck saves him $30,000 in fuel costs per year versus a standard utility truck. And he loves the 110 volt plug and back instead of hauling a generator.
And Elon said Cybertruck is a real workhorse.
Perfect use case.
Interesting.
So we just got a chance to catch up with the CEO of Big Battery, Eric Lundgren, about everything from manufacturing in the US
to batteries, of course,
to electric pontoon boats.
A really fun and an informative interview over on our Disruptive Investing channel from someone who has been in the middle of this new disruptive energy explosion for for the past decade.
Go check it out today over on Disruptive Investing. You'll find a ton of great interviews there. Big Battery just sent us some of their lithium batteries, by the way, because we're replacing our old lead acid batteries on our articulating lift.
I was just up in the lift basket, all powered by Big Batteries.
They're actually lighter batteries than the old lead acid batteries.
They take up less space too, so why are they called Big Battery? They should be called Lighter, Better, Cheaper, Quicker to Charge Battery.
Yeah, I'll just call up Eric and tell him to change the name of his company. We'll be showing you how we did it on a future episode of Now We Build, by the way. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news, and Michael Nichols, the VP of Starlink Engineering, posted, excited to bring Starlink connectivity to Alaska Air. Wister posted, Starlink users are literally funding the future of space travel.
And Elon said, yes.
Andrew McCarthy posted, I keep getting comments about how this is a waste of taxpayer money. Starship development is privately funded through Starlink subscriptions. And Elon said, total revenue that SpaceX will receive from NASA this year is about $1 billion out of about $15 billion total, so that's about 7%. Moreover, NASA is paying SpaceX for astronaut and cargo transport to the space station, launching research satellites, and some work for returning to the moon. All these contracts were won in competitive bids, so the government would either be paying a lot more, or in some cases, such as astronaut transport, have no other means of safely getting the job done. There are zero handouts. Zero. And I just want to point this out. The state of Louisiana is trying to bring internet to thousands of its rural residents, and it just announced how it's going to do it.
How?
Here you go.
Okay, so it looks like Louisiana is going to spend over $400 million, and most of the money will go to laying fiber.
Yep. SpaceX had proposed that they could serve all of Louisiana's 127,000 BEAD households for less than $100 million, but SpaceX's letter says, quote, Louisiana's proposal includes over $400 million in wasteful and unnecessary taxpayer spending.
But I do see SpaceX on the list. It's number three.
Yes. So Starlink will be bringing internet to about 10,000 households in Louisiana that are really too far from the hubs to use fiber, and they'll be providing those households with service for about $750 per location.
And how much will the fiber cost?
The average connection for fiber will cost taxpayers $4,449. SpaceX finishes their letter by saying, Louisiana did not engage in a single technical discussion with SpaceX. SpaceX is aware, however, of a legion of fiber lobbyists and other hangers-on seeking to personally benefit from massive taxpayer spending. Louisiana has not shared any analysis with SpaceX that could even conceivably justify its determination with respect to SpaceX's application. And another thing to point out, a similar thing just happened in Virginia too, where Virginia decided to spend $613 million, and almost $500 million of that will go to laying fiber.
Good job, fiber lobby. You did well. I love wasting taxpayer money burying stuff that we don't need to bury.
Did a good job.
Hey,
we did a good job.
I've got an idea. Let's take a bunch of glass fibers and put them in the earth, and we'll have to bring one to everybody's house.
That means we get to dig up the street.
Millions of dollars. Let's do thousands of dollars. Hey, I'll dig over there. Bobby, hand me that shovel and that bag of money.
Okay.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. There is still time to get your name in our hat for the second Tesla wall connector giveaway, so head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow now.
Join our Patreon and get all of our Patreon bonus stories 3 times a week for as little as $1 a month. What are you waiting for? Go win that wall connector.
All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the Patreon shout-outs. These are the amazing people that keep us going. Who do we got this week?
We've got Roderick Sweats.
Antti Matajavi.
Grady Bowers,
Jason Holmes,
and Kuba Walensky. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without your support.
All right, time for Elon's X's of the week.
And Elon posted this graph, and he said, Europe is dying. And that's because if you look at the graph, the data shows that more people are dying in Europe than are being born.
That's how it works. Elon says you can now lock Grok in kids mode. So if you have kids, they can actually have fun with Grok now. They don't have to worry about any talk of things they shouldn't be talking about.
So you can lock it using a pin,
yep.
And then you can't unlock it without the pin.
Exactly.
And then your phone's
Grok,
stuck.
What's the pin? Peter Diamantis says solar power in the deserts of North Africa is enough to supply 40 times the world's electricity demand.
Elon said, true, simple math. Even a patch of Spain could power all of Europe with solar.
Elon said, to figure out who will win any given technology race, just look at the rate of acceleration of innovation and growth. And even though ChatGPT is number one right now, Grok is number two and growing fast. Fortune said 16-year-old prodigy Kyron Kwasi is taking his next leap, not in Silicon Valley, but on Wall Street, where he's joining Citadel Securities. So the reason they're mentioning this is he was hired by SpaceX at the age of 14, and he just quit at the age of 16.
And Elon said, first time I've ever heard of him.
So I guess he wasn't Elon's prodigy if he'd never heard of him. Like, I don't know. I didn't know you could get hired at 14, but.
Was he an intern?
No, he was an employee. He's
at 14.
Yeah, he was one of the youngest to graduate from his college. It's pretty amazing. He's a smart kid.
Good for him.
Elon said code with Grok. And we're going to talk about that this week on Patreon Bonus Stories because we did it. Unusual Whale says Elon Musk reportedly eases off plans for a new political party. Wall Street Journal says
Elon said nothing Wall Street Journal says should ever be thought of as true. So that means that he isn't thinking of backing off on his political party.
They're just hoping it. Elon said version 14 of Tesla's self-driving feels sentient.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Jesse Pelton says you can lease a Tesla for less than the fuel and maintenance on a gas vehicle.
Elon said true.
Alex Stapp says yesterday batteries supplied 27% of the power at peak demand in California. A true energy dominance policy agenda would recognize the massive benefits of solar and storage.
And Elon said true.
Rob 2628 said, I had a great day in Palo Alto. The energy in Silicon Valley is something else. Got to see Tesla headquarters with a tour from the man himself, Elon.
Elon said, nice to meet Rob and Makuna in person after playing Diablo with them online for 2 years.
Nice to see that he's relaxing a bit.
Yeah.
This is Grok's Imagine, bringing to life a 54-year-old photo of Mae Musk rocking Elon in her arms. Now, this is funny because this was posted by Tesla back in October of 2024, and then Elon just responded to it. I don't know if it just popped up in his feed, but he says, it will change the look of the roads. Well, yeah. All right, it's time for Supercharger Reviews. This is where you guys go out and tell us what's going on in the world of supercharging.
Hey, this is Vernon, Connecticut. As you can see, there's a lot of construction underway. Also, kind of a weird spot right in the back of a Taco Bell, though it does have good proximity to the Starbucks over there. Easy on and off of 84. I'm going to give it like a 6. It'd be really, really tough if you were towing, and it's a bit weird parking with all this construction. So maybe once whatever this is opens up and the fence comes down, it'll be better. But for right now, it's a good serviceable stop with a walkable Starbucks.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is Jaden from Sonoma County, California. I am visiting relatives out in the small hamlet of Gilman, Illinois. And out here in this very small town, we have a small Tesla supercharger station. There are 7 stalls that in line and one that you can kind of use probably as a pull-through station. And nearby is a gas station and a restaurant. Wait a minute, they go in a full circle again. I passed the Motel 8 or whatever it is there where you can stay. And across railroad tracks, there is some kind of restaurant that has Iona, newly installed Iona stations. Sadly, I didn't check what these are, but I'm going to guess they're 250 kilowatt. But here we are, the small town of Gilman, and I'm just happy it's got chargers at all. For the rating, it's not that bad. Compared to California, eh. But out here in Illinois, I'd give them a 7. So now you know. Thanks.
Thank you so much for uploading your supercharger reviews to our map on our website, nowyouknowchannel.com. If you want to check out everybody's supercharger reviews, we got the map. You can check it out, upload your own. It's awesome.
And thanks again to TryHackMe for sponsoring today's episode. Don't forget, click the link below and get 25% off using the code KNOW, which is KNOW. And thank you for joining us today, everybody.
Don't forget to check out all of our other channels.
Yeah, we got Disruptive Investing, which has a new video today with the CEO of Big Battery.
Now Let's Review has a bunch of new review videos.
Now We Build has our new shop elevator video.
And our Now We Adventure channel has Zach and I e-biking all over the place.
And of course, we'll see you on Sunday for another Tesla Time News.
Now you know.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.